Good morning. This is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have some notes for CRP producers. Over the course of the past month, there's been a number of CRP producers who have requested both managed and emergency haying of their CRP, as well as emergency grazing of their CRP. As a reminder, producers must have completed all emergency haying by August 31st of 2012. There were no provisions to grant extensions to complete emergency haying. If a producer has signed up for managed haying, they have until September 30th to complete the managed haying. Normally, FSA provisions allow emergency grazing until September 30th as well, but for this year only, counties under the D3 severe drought designation were allowed an extension of emergency grazing until November 30th, 2012. Remember that all hay baled under both emergency and managed haying provisions should be removed from CRP acres as soon as possible to prevent seeding loss. No stockpiling of hay is allowed on CRP acres, and all bales must be removed from the CRP by September 30th. Producers are also reminded to report actual CRP acres, hayed or grazed, to the local FSA office as soon as possible, but no later than September 30, 2012. Early reporting will help ensure your CRP payments are issued in a timely manner. For more information about either the emergency or managed haying and grazing provisions, contact your local FSA office. If there's been any changes in CRP, whether due to a change of owner or operator or because land has been sold, producers with an interest in CRP are reminded to stop by the FSA office to complete a successor in interest request for their CRP contract before the end of this month, which is September 30th, so payments may be timely made to the correct individuals on the CRP contract. If you have chosen to enroll or re-enroll CRP for the upcoming year, be certain to stop by the county office to complete any needed paperwork as well. If you're a producer with a CRP contract that will be expiring September 30th, the end of this month, and are considering returning those acres to crop production for the 2013 crop year, remember to stop by and check with NRCS to update the current conservation plan of operation in place for your CRP acres. Fall is also a time when producers begin to work on their land, whether that be dirt work in the drainage areas or removal of trees in areas to gain more land for production. To maintain eligibility for USDA programs, remember to stop by the Service Center to complete an AD 1026 highly erodible land and wetland conservation certification before you begin any work. Next, 2012 crop year marketing assistance loans. With the abnormally high grain market prices, many producers may have forgotten about FSA's 9-month marketing assistance loans. September 2012 interest rates for commodity loans is 1.125%, and Cass County's 2012 loan rates are $1.84 per bushel for corn and $4.91 for soybeans. Loan rates in other counties across the listening area are comparable. Call or stop by your local USDA Service Center to inquire about the loan rates in your particular county. Eligible producers may request a marketing assistance loan for their 2012 crops through May 31st, 2013. In order to be eligible for marketing assistance loans, the applicant must maintain both control of and beneficial interest in the commodity throughout the term of the loan. Next, a reminder for our forage producers. The Non-Insurable Crop Disaster Assistance Program, NAP, provides financial assistance to producers of non-insurable crops when low yields, loss of inventory, or prevented planting occurs due to normal disasters. In order to meet eligibility requirements for NAP, crops must be non-insurable, commercially produced agricultural commodity crops, for which catastrophic risk protection level of crop insurance is not available. If the Risk Management Agency offers crop insurance in the county, for a crop in the county, the NAP coverage is not available for that crop. The next crop coverage deadline for NAP is 2013 forage, and that crop has a NAP application closing date of September 30, 2012. And now some notes for producers in the DCP and acre programs. Producers receiving a share of DCP payments in 2012 are reminded that the final date to submit all signatures for the DCP program is September 30th. Also, those producers involved in the 2011 acre program who has received a note to prioritize their crops are reminded to stop by and complete that form in the county office by September 30th. If you have yet to provide the county office with your 2011 acre production evidence, please do so as soon as possible as well. And finally, some notes about the fall certification of all grasses for 2013. Farm Service Agency has recently made changes to the way crops are certified in the state of Iowa. In previous years, producers reported and certified all acres on their land to the local FSA office by June 30 of each year. Beginning this year with crop year 2013, perennial forage, established grasses, fall-seeded small grains will need to be reported by December 15, 2012 for the following year. This includes any grass for grazing, established hay and pasture, all headlands, rye, fall wheat, and any grass certified as left standing. Annual CFP certification can also be reported at the same time. There's also been some changes for corn and soybean reporting dates for 2013 as well. Those new reporting deadlines are July 15, 2013, so it's a change from June 30th. This new date better aligns it with RMA and crop insurance dates. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today, or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. Thanks, and have a great day.